Hello, this is Julia Harrell, and I will be talking about the differences between stress and having an actual anxiety disorder. Firstly, I would like to say that it is very crucial to catch symptoms of worsening stress early on, otherwise it can turn into an anxiety disorder. Many people tend to get confused between stress and having an anxiety disorder, both of which have the same symptoms, but can ultimately be caused by very different things. Stress is a response to a general cause, while anxiety can be described as a persistent feeling of apprehension or dread. Not all forms of stress is bad. It is our body's natural response to certain things that make us feel nervous or uneasy. So if you ever feel stress every once in a while, don't panic, because it's a natural thing that our bodies do. Unlike stress, anxiety lingers even once you have gotten it under control. There is always a chance that it will come back. While with stress, once the situation is over, you are most likely not going to worry about it again. Stress is generally short-term and also normally caused by a trigger, while anxiety is a mental disorder that doesn't go away once the trigger is gone. It always lingers. Some symptoms of stress could include headaches, difficulty sleeping, excessive worry, rapid heart rate, and poor concentration. These are just common symptoms of stress. Everyone is different, and it is important to know your body's reactions when feeling stressed so you can assess them accordingly. When it comes to triggers, stress has a definite cause, while anxiety is a more heightened form of stress that can come out of nowhere. People develop anxiety disorders because they experience continued stress that is most likely out of proportion to the stressor at hand, or the stressor is completely gone. There are also many different forms of anxiety disorders, such as social anxiety disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD, or separation anxiety. Feeling anxious can also lead to an anxiety attack, which is a feeling of intense panic or fear that can lead to things like crying, hyperventilating, hot flashes, or nausea. But again, these are just general signs of an anxiety attack, and they are different with every person. Having an anxiety disorder can also be debilitating, leaving a person bedridden for a day to weeks, depending on how bad it is. Anxiety disorders and depression disorders usually coincide with each other as well, so while someone has an anxiety disorder, it is also very likely they have a depression disorder. Some things you don't want to do is let your anxiety disorder run your life. You shouldn't be afraid to do certain situations and fear that they will trigger your anxiety and cause you to have an anxiety attack. Panic attacks are very treatable and shouldn't cause you to not do something you've always wanted to do. Depression tends to make anxiety worse and vice versa, so it is very important to seek help when experiencing either anxiety or depression. Learning to cope with stress is a very important thing that you need to do so it doesn't get worse. Some ways to cope with stress and anxiety is to take deep breaths, move around, and go to the gym perhaps, and some people find it helpful to keep a journal. There are also many apps that can help you calm down, whether they be meditation apps or apps that play soothing noises. They are specifically designed to decrease stress and open people's minds. Many people also find it helpful to speak to therapists. They are very easy to talk to about things because they are a third party. It is also their jobs to help people when it comes to mental disorders and ways to put our minds at ease. Do not feel ashamed if you speak to a therapist, because they are there to help you, and it shouldn't be something to be ashamed of. You need to do whatever is best for you to get help and to not feel anxious over situations. Something that I personally find helpful is to count 5 things that you can sense with all of your senses, like 5 things you can see, 5 things you can feel, and so on. If you can't think of 5, you could do 3. This helps you get your mind off of your stress or anxiety and relax more. Remember, whenever you are feeling stressed, anxious, I know the feeling seems like it will never go away, and I know it is really hard to calm yourself down, but everything will be okay, and you will get through it.